Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting seventh. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Snyder. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Wayne Causey. Batting second. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The catcher, Doc Edwards. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Charlie Shoemaker. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jose Santiago. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jose Santiago. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals strikes out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew takes first base on ball four. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is called out on strikes. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball four. Harrelson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Charles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott hits a fly ball into left field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker strikes out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Santiago covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison is called out on strikes. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 1 in the game. Mincher hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Mincher reaches second base with a double. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mincher moves to third. Batty moves to second. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 1 in the game. Cott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Rollins reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Santiago, and towards Causey, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Rollins moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Santiago is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santiago is 0 for 1 in the game. Santiago hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 2 in the game. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mincher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Wes Stock now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Harrelson. Batty reaches second base with a double. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Batty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Charles is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Twins. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Colavito hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-2 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rollins is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a pop-up towards first. Mincher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Shoemaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Snyder scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Snyder settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mincher hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Shoemaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Batty hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Green pinch hits for West Stock. Dick Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-3 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Charles hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Allison. Charles reaches second base with a double. Causey moves to third. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Colavito is walked intentionally. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0-for-3 in the game. Gentile strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Jim Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Wyatt covering, for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-4 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Snyder reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Shoemaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Oliva. Shoemaker reaches second base with a double. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Alozic pinch hits for John Wyatt. George Alozic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alozic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.